What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's rise, everyone. It's time to get on this elevator that I call an emotional one. And I have a question for you. Like I always like to start out with this question. Why is it so hard to let go, even when we know something doesn't fit? What if letting go was to make space for something greater? I'm going to give you kind of a moment to think about that, because we do struggle to let go. And that's one of the biggest questions is, do you realize sometimes letting go is to make space for something greater? And letting go can be something small, but it also can be big as well. So that is what tonight's show is all about. It is letting go isn't losing, it's making space. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. And in this episode, I will explore the emotional weight of holding on, whether it's a relationship, a version of yourself, a dream, an expectation. We often believe letting go means we've lost something, that we gave up, that we couldn't make it work. But what if letting go is actually one of the most powerful things you can do? Honestly, what if letting go is actually one of the most powerful things you can do? Letting go is not about loss, it's about alignment. And I think that is the biggest key that I have worked with my clients on, is letting go is not about loss sometimes, it's about aligning. It's about creating space for what truly fits who you are becoming. Sandy invites you to release the guilt and see letting go as an act of self-respect and not defeat. What are you ready to let go and create space for the new? So, and like this says, this is not necessarily a relationship, a version of yourself, a dream or expectation. Sometimes it's just little things. Letting go of something that you've been holding so tightly on. Maybe it is a false sense of security and you're holding so tight because you're afraid if you let go that you're not going to have that. Or maybe that false sense of security is an excuse to act or be a certain way. But if you let go, maybe you can invite in something new that is more aligning to who you are becoming. See, this has been something big with my clients recently, with myself. We talk all about letting go. Letting go of that traumatized person or that version of ourselves we no longer like. But there's parts of us, too, that we're still hesitant on letting go. But sometimes that letting go allows for expansion and inviting in. And sometimes that letting go isn't necessarily letting who you are go. It's just letting go maybe a little kernel of you to sit back and go, wow, I was holding on to that instead of seeing what could become. Because that is what this is about. It's easy to talk about letting go of relationships or even a job. But what about just a version of yourself? Because as I have been working with clients, we're all supposed to continue to change and grow and align in different parts of us, in different being of who we are. Because just imagine if we held on to the same person we were in high school. I would like to take a moment just to think about that. Like, I'm so glad I'm not the same person I am in high school. That was a person that, yes, there was some, I can look back and say, oh my gosh, I really love that about her. And I still have that part because that's a part of me that still embraces and loves. It doesn't mean I need to let go of every version of her, but there's some parts of her that were, I don't have a voice. She was let go. But the part to kind of make it maybe take pause and go, maybe I shouldn't speak on that. That's different. So that's what I mean. And we're supposed to continue to evolve as we become adults, as we continue in relationships. There are also, this could be on that side of our relationships, where we want to hang on so tight to that relationship because there's a part of that relationship that is familiar and comfortable. And when we let go of it, we don't realize then we're aligning and possibly inviting in a relationship that aligns with us. But my past shows, I've kind of dove into this a lot, but this is where this just letting go of little crumbles of us so we can continue to expand and grow. Questioning things is part of the letting go phase, because this is something that I like to work with my clients on. Is there anything you're questioning about who you are? Maybe it's a belief. Maybe it's a value that you're like, you know, part of that is true for me, but a part of that doesn't resonate anymore. But you're holding on to it so tightly because it's connected to maybe family or religion or cultural or beliefs. And you're just afraid to let go of that. That doesn't mean you have to let go of the whole thing, just a part so you can invite in some curiosity and some more alignment. We're supposed to grow and evolve as humans with these brains we have. And that is why this is so very important, is that little crumbs. And it's the same thing as, and I spoke about this a little bit on one of my prior shows, and I've talked about this a lot with letting go, is it was always supposed to be these big dramatic let goes. But it's not. It's just supposed to, you should just question. This is a big thing I like to work with my clients on, is giving them a question. I want you to ponder over this because you might have brought this up when you work with me. And I want you to ponder on that. Why is that? Why are you like holding on to that? What part of that are you ready to let go? And what part of it are you feeling maybe there's a new way to believe that or think that? So an example would be trust. Maybe you had a certain definition that you were raised to believe what trust is meant. And then all of a sudden one day you're like, you know what? This part of trust doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel good. Maybe it has some religious connotation to it, or even political connotation to it, or even, I'm just going to go with those two. I'm not going to go into anything else, but those two that maybe you're kind of churning. It's churning within you, in your heart space, in your gut. And you're like, you know what? I still believe in the definition of trust, but I don't believe this little crumb of it. And you let it go. And then you're inviting in more alignment with yourself. And you're like, you know, now I understand trust. And I fully believe what I'm aligned with now. And that's just an example. I want to say trust and empowering is another one too. We're working with clients and they come to me and they're like, you know, I want to be empowered. Well, then it's asking that question. What does that mean? And that's where I'm talking about little crumbs. Well, it means this. But I don't necessarily believe that that's exactly what it means. Okay, well, let's redefine it for you. Or where did that come from? Where did that definition come from? And what part of it do you still hold on to be true? And what part of it are you ready to say, That part of it does not align with me. Because this is one of the areas that I have to say is probably the most transformative, is when you let go of certain things that maybe it's a certain belief or value that you just are ready to redefine in your own words, which doesn't mean you've let it go, but you've let a crumb of it. Maybe that's how I should have worded this show more, was not to let it completely go, but to not let go of all of it, but let's redefine it. Maybe that's what I should call this, was redefining things in our lives, because this is an important part. There are so many maybe things we learned in life that we are still very big in our value system or our belief system, but it just doesn't feel the same way to us. So you have the right as a human being with a brain to redefine it for yourself that aligns with you, that makes you feel whole and complete. Because this is what it means to continue to grow and align within yourself. Because think about a word maybe to tell the truth. As a child, you told the truth. Maybe you didn't. But then as you got older, you realized the importance of it. And maybe the first time you lied, someone said, this is what telling the truth is all about. And you'll, you know, I don't want to really go there, but I will. You'll go to hell if you don't tell the truth. And then all of a sudden, your brain took that on. And now as you get older, you're like, you know what? That doesn't align with me. I'm not going to go to hell. It just was someone's way of just narrowing into your kind of poking the bear situation where, you know, you better tell the truth in life. Because there's so many times in life where I can tell you, I've done many studies on this and I've been in many profiles where we can tell the truth 100% of the time. Because something I also understood was, is that if you don't say anything, sometimes that's not even being truthful. I learned that too. And that sometimes is the alignment as you grow and expand. But who am I? I am Sandy Bird. I am a transformational and empowerment coach. And what I like to work with my clients on is just learning who they are authentically, if they need to forgive in their life, how to thrive through it, and how to learn to empower themselves. There are so three of the programs I have. Like I always say, you can always get on a connection call with me. We can talk about what program works best for you. And how can you find me? Because if you're listening to me and you just seem to turn the dial and got to say it, got to emotional Oliver, I'm Sandy Bird. I'm Sandy with two E's, S-A-N-D-E, and Bird, B-Y-R-D. You can find me on all social media there, and my website is sandybird.com. And I'm also a corporate wellness facilitator. That's another big thing where I do Legos to get into that little brain of ours by using our hands and building. And I lead laughter yoga. But like I always say, if you are enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes, because it helps me to get the word out, because I know there is somebody out there right now that thinks about letting go as these big, bold things that we do in life, but it can be just letting go of little crumbs so you can become that person and align with who you are. And it can be as little as something as a little. These values and beliefs are not little. It can take years to really dive into what you really value and believe, and just become aligned with it and stop holding on to the things to make space for growth and expansion. So while we're on the break, I would love for you to ponder the question, but what if letting go is actually one of the most powerful things you can do, and align it with what I've been talking about, with maybe a belief or definition of something that has kind of gotten you going, you know, I don't necessarily like to define it that way. And how could it free you and allow space to grow within you if you just did that? So it is time for this wonderful break. And when we come back, we'll continue on letting go. Letting go isn't losing, it's making space. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I do want to point out a little bit of correction because you would want to email me at Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, at sandybird.com. Somehow someone got Sandy at Emotional Elevator. Well, didn't, but took the end part of Emotional Elevator from me. So I just want to point that out there. But like I said before we went to break, if you're enjoying the show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. It helps me to get the word out. And I know somebody out there is contemplating something within them. Maybe it's a belief. Maybe it's a definition of something that they're willing to start letting go and aligning to their greater self. And that is what I talked about in the first half of the show is we often believe letting go means we lost something, that we gave up, that we couldn't make it work. Letting go isn't about loss, it's about alignment. And it doesn't have to be big. It's what I've been working a lot the last few years with my clients is there's things that they're ready to let go. And it doesn't have to be the big things are big things, but sometimes it's little things. Maybe it's something that they believe or a definition that no longer aligns with who they are. And I kind of gave an example of trust as a definition. But it is. It's in life, we realize that as we evolve and grow and even age, mature in life, I don't really say we get older. I say we mature in our life. Some things that we had strong values around, we start to realize, you know what? I don't need to hold on to that with two hands and grip it like a steering wheel. I can kind of keep it in the back of my head and kind of open up and see what else. What else can I change? What else can I believe maybe differently? that maybe was giving you a false sense of security that now you don't need to grip onto anymore. And I think one of the biggest challenges with almost all of my clients through the past years and even in myself had a lot to do around the evilness of money, and that our parents saying money doesn't grow on trees. And I know I went into depth in one of my previous shows, but it is true. Money is always going to come as long as we allow it and we believe that it's going to come. And when I finally looked up at a tree and I said, you know what, that's money. Money does grow on trees because money comes from paper and it's always there. There's always trees. So it always reminded me about money. And I know right now, everywhere in the world, as we hear, everyone's going through some challenge with finances and money. But when we can finally let go of that grip of, oh my gosh, we're going to run out of money, we really aren't. And maybe if we just kind of let go, I understand us saying, you know, I still got to keep an eye on it. But when we kind of let go of that grip, we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we can see the alignment we have with it. And that's why this is such an important topic, because it's not about letting go of the big relationships. Even that too is realizing that things that don't align with us, yes, sometimes we have to let them go. And I can dive into, you know, work and relationships and all of that, because I had a previous show that was all about when fear and love and growth all show up together, and how sometimes that has to show up together. And this was kind of a segue too from this, is that when we start letting go and believing different beliefs or defining things differently, we just become stronger and more aligned with who we are in life. And when we can sit back and maybe let go of something that we've been having a false sense of security, it brings in more confidence. There is a level of us that we wrap onto these things, our worth, our value, and our confidence, that if we just lightened up and let go a crumb of it, we'll see a total different evolution within ourselves. And I think I started this year with words that I wanted to let go this year. And healing was one of the words I said I did not want to use anymore. I wanted to use evolution. I want to continue to evolve. And I know that was a show months ago, but I still feel that way. But it was a word that I held so tightly on, that I am a coach and I'm healing people. But what I'm doing is I'm helping them to evolve and empower themselves and transform sometimes their beliefs and their values. And it was going through that whole transition with some of my clients going, oh, I don't like that word. Trigger. Challenged. Trauma. My life story. And this was my show months ago, but it was just realizing that even though some of the connotations behind those words and the definition that some of my clients and I had in our minds, just changing that definition, I can embrace it more and they can embrace it more. And that's why these are very important topics to kind of talk about, is that it is okay. If you're questioning maybe something within your value and your belief system that you want to redefine, and that is good, because that means you're growing. You're becoming independent within yourself. And that's where this is big as well, is becoming that independent person, knowing I can think on my own. And I can change some of the things that I always believed to be true. There goes that word truth. You can redefine that for yourself. See, my truth within myself is not going to be the same as your truth within yourself. And my client's truth within themselves is not going to be the same as my truth within myself. And it's not me who's going to tell them you're wrong. And it's not them who's going to tell me I'm wrong or you're wrong. Because it's what aligns with you and what you think, as long as it is what is aligning within you. So before I end the show, you've got to stay tuned to next week. Next week is going to be when you outgrow your old life, which this is kind of a segue into. When you start realizing, I'm outgrowing this person. And how can I evolve into this new person? And that's what these past few shows have been, all kind of little trinkets of learning how we can become the best versions of ourselves. And the way to do that is to become aligned. And sometimes the way to do that, to become aligned, is to challenge and to go back and see, what doesn't necessarily feel right, doesn't fit anymore. That's one of the first questions I asked was, why is it so hard to let go, even when we know it does, something doesn't fit? And that's definitions and false sense of security. And what if letting go was to make space for something greater? Think about that. Think about how much more you're aligned and how much more powerful you are when you question something that maybe is something that you've thought. Maybe it's even a thought your whole life. Money. Money is going to run out. We hear about it all the time. Depending on where you are, money is going to run out. But it's not. There's still trees. And it's realizing that we have the power within ourselves, to change the trajectory of our life. And that is what is so big and powerful for us. And that is why I love the clients that I align with and work with, because sometimes they're even telling me a different way of thinking that I'm like, you know what? That makes sense. I'm going to let go of this part of it. And maybe I'm going to invite in that part. And let's see how it fits. Let's see. Does it fit? Because if it doesn't fit, I can let that go and bring the other one back. Sometimes letting go is also letting go of that one shirt that maybe you've had for 5 years or 10 years because you're waiting for the day for it to fit again. And maybe it was never meant to fit again. And that's the same thing within us. It's so easy for us to see externally when something doesn't fit. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to let go of that because, yeah, I'm never going to fit in that again. And we'll let go of it. But when it's something internally that we think or believe, we're all like, I'm not sure. But it's the same thing as we're meant to outgrow some of our clothes, some of our styles. Same goes for internally. We're supposed to do the same things internally. As we purge sometimes our outside, we're supposed to purge our inside and come up with new ways of thinking and aligning with who we are. Excuse me. Sorry. But again, like I always say, if you want to get on a connection call with me and we can talk about this, or anytime you want to reach out to me, I love when people reach out to me on social media or anywhere, or send me an email. Make sure you send it at sandy@sandyberg.com, Sandy with two E's, Berg, B-Y-R-D. And tell me, like, that show really made me think about something. You can always get on a connection call with me and we can kind of dive into it, because that's always free. So again, thank you for joining me tonight. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.